I miss a green, for example, I'm already upset. When I find my ball in the bunker, I'm really upset. And when I find my ball in a
fried egg.
The dreaded fried egg.
Fried egg lie, I'm about ready to run off the golf course.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to another edition of the Fried Egg Podcast. This afternoon, we have Wyndham Clark as our guest. Wyndham is a star player for the Oregon Ducks and the top-ranked college golfer. He's a senior and is right now preparing for the national championships here in Chicago at Rich Harvest Farms. Wyndham, thanks for coming on.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Yeah, for sure. I think, obviously, you know, a lot of the golf community doesn't pay that much attention to college and amateur golf. You know, why don't you start by telling everybody a little bit about yourself and who you are and how you got into golf?
Yeah, okay. So I'm from Denver, Colorado. I got into golf because my mom, she took me to the course when I was 3 years old, and I just instantly started liking it. I hit two buckets of balls and wanted to go back the next day. So I fell in love with golf, and it was kind of something that my dad and I used to do growing up. And as I started playing more and more, I started having some success, and then that's kind of led me to here.
Cool. Did you play any other sports or anything growing up?
Yeah, I did. I played everything. You know, from hockey to baseball, football, basketball, soccer, I played it all. I started, as years going on, quitting some of the sports and just focusing on mainly just basketball and golf. And then after my freshman year of high school, I stopped playing basketball and just focused on golf.
Cool. That's cool. And then in Denver, you kind of had probably a shorter season there, so it lent itself well to doing a lot of stuff outside of golf, huh?
Yeah, it was great. Basketball was perfect for it, just because, you know, it's during the winter time, and when it was harder to play, I didn't even worry about it. I was playing basketball and enjoying that. And then as the weather got better, I was really excited to get out and play golf. And so I think that really helped me not burn out at a young age, just because I, you know, wasn't playing it, you know, 24/7, 365. I was really playing it about 7 months a year. So I think that helped growth in the game.
Where'd you grow up playing out in Denver?
I was fortunate enough to grow up playing at Cherry Hills Country Club. We joined there when I was about 11 years old. And have been there ever since.
Cool. That's Arnie's spot for that first U.S. Open, right?
Yep, sure is.
Pretty cool. So then you got into college golf, and you started at Oklahoma State, and you know, freshman year you were a Big Ten Player of the Year, All American, and you've played for a couple of different coaches, because you know, you had Mike McGraw, and then He left Oklahoma State, and you had Bratton there, and now you're at with Casey Martin. Kind of tell us a little bit about what you've learned, you know, having three different coaches and kind of the experience of, you know, like different personalities.
You know, it's funny. As you brought that up, I've never even thought about it, that I had three different coaches. But yeah, it's been an interesting journey. Out of high school, I was really interested in Casey Martin and what he had to offer here. But I also was really intrigued by Coach Mike McGraw, and he was ultimately the reason why I chose Oklahoma State. And playing for him was awesome. I mean, he's an amazing man, and really was like a father figure to me. and I think it was really needed for myself with a lot of things that happened my freshman year. I had a tough freshman year off the golf course, and so he really helped me with that. And then Coach Alan Bratton was a different dynamic than Coach McGraw. He, you know, wasn't quite as intense as McGraw was and wasn't necessarily like a father figure to me, which is not a bad thing. But he was a lot more of a player's coach because he was still, I mean, such a great player. And, you know, he was a Walker Cupper and won the national championship and played on tour. And so he was really good at preparing for tournaments and knowing what it takes to get on tour. And then now with Casey, Casey's also what I call a player's coach, just because he's a great player and still is a great player. And then I, you know, I've really learned a lot from all the things that he's had to deal with his leg and his adversity. And we relate on that level, a little bit. And then, you know, as far as his personality, he's a very intense guy and, definitely demands a lot from you, but at the same time, he's real lighthearted and, easygoing kind of away from the golf course. So, you know, he has a good balance of that intenseness and focusedness, but also being able to have fun and enjoy things.
Yeah, I imagine Casey, with all of his experience, you know, obviously he had a great career, but, you know, cut short with the leg problems, and, you know, kind of all, you know, that he's gone through is just huge for, you know, you guys and, you know, helping you get through, you know, tougher situations and just putting things in perspective, I imagine.
Yeah, definitely.
So, you know, in terms of, I'm just kind of curious, having played for, you know, three different coaches, like, you know, if you were going back and, you know, redoing the whole college choice thing, how would you go about the process of picking a college, differently?
You know, I don't regret going to Oklahoma State or playing for three coaches. I love Oklahoma State, and it's an amazing school, and I played for two great coaches. But after, you know, everything that I've gone through and experienced, I think, if I were to do it over again, I would mainly just look at which coach makes their players better. And I would look at their track record of, you know, what recruits they got, coming in, you know, out of high school and how they progressed over their career and how many guys that they've kind of put out on tour or, you know, or went from kind of, in a sense, a nobody to then being a first-team All-American or anything like that. So I would have it be 100% focused on which coach is going to make me better. I was a little bit, you know, I when in high school, I really was looking at, you know, facilities and what was more attractive and all that stuff. But as I've just learned, I really, you know, if you really want to play golf for your, you know, as a career and play professionally, I think a coach can really, really help you get to that level. And that's either learning how to practice, managing your time, introducing you to the right coaches, you know, swing coaches, the right people, and then also pushing you to get better. So, I think that's the most important thing.
Yeah, it's interesting. There's some programs that you always scratch your head. It's like, how are they, you know, such a good golf school? And obviously, yep. I think, you know, one of them that pops up is even Oregon, you know, given its, you know, climate, where it is and everything. But, you know, Casey's turned that into a great program. What would you say, like, a day in the life for you guys is like as Oregon golfers?
Yeah, so for me, I typically will wake up around 7:38 and go to what we call the HDC, and that's where we have our training table. And so I'll go there and get breakfast, and then I'll head off to class. And then after class, I'll sometimes go get treatment on my body a little bit, you know, work on some hip mobility and correcting some things. And then we'll go to practice. Practice usually starts around 12:31, and then we'll practice till roughly 4:35. That's every day, basically. And then two or three times a week, we'll have workouts after practice starting at 5:30. And then after that, the rest is, you know, to do whatever you want. So that's kind of a typical day for us. And then we also have days where instead of practicing, we would play 18 and compete or be qualifying or things like that.
Cool, cool. So you guys have kind of really, it seems like, taken off this spring, and you got a big addition with the freshman Norman Jong. Tell us a little bit about his game and, you know, how impressive he's been as a freshman.
Yeah, Norman is incredible. He's, for an 18-year-old that realistically should be graduating high school right about now, has done an amazing job for us. And I really think he's going to be, I think he's going to be one of the best players next year, and if not next year, the year after. He hits it really far. He hits it really straight. He can putt well. I mean, he really does have it all. So I just think some maturity, learning to manage his ball and his game a little bit better, is, you know, I think is what's going to help him get to that next level. But he's been an awesome addition for us, and he's a great kid. So I've really gotten to enjoy spending time with him.
Yeah, it seems like, you know, he just jumped up the rankings, and everything I've heard people just rave about his game. You know, in terms of your prep for bigger events like the NCAAs, do you do anything different, you know, leading into these bigger events, or is it kind of the same stuff you do week in, week out?
Yeah, I do the same stuff. You try to treat every tournament the same. And especially in college golf, you're only allowed one practice round. So as far as that, it keeps, you know, leading up to right before the tournament, it's the same, you know, every week. But yeah, I do the same thing beforehand. I make sure my body feels good and I'm ready and I'm mobile and things like that. And then, you know, kind of starting a week prior, I make sure my swing is feeling good and my mechanics and all of that stuff is sharp. And then, you know, kind of leading up to it into the practice round, I'm just focused on trying to score my golf ball and get used to the course and the conditions and trying to find the best way I can get the ball in the hole.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, having played Rich Harvest in the Western a couple years back, was there anything in particular that you worked on a little bit more, just for the course setup, or just kind of the same stuff?
Yeah. I mean, I do definitely structure my practice and preparation for tournaments different if I know how the course is going to be. You know, if it has really big greens, I'll work on a lot of lag putts. Or if, you know, it's really narrow fairways, then I'll definitely be working on make sure I'm hitting my driver straight and also have a go-to shot, or working on, you know, a two iron stinger kind of shot. But for this week, after playing it, it's very similar to the grasses are very similar to what I grew up on and what we play up in Oregon. So there won't be as much adjustment for that. I do know there's some sloped greens, and I've definitely hit some putts that break a lot. But other than that, it's kind of been my normal prep for this week, just because I knew how the course plays and how it will play.
Cool. Yeah. It's, I think it favors, guys that hit it long, and you're one of the longer guys, so that should be good for you. In terms of, kind of looking past, this week, you know, what are your plans post college?
Yeah. So after this week, I'm turning pro, and I have PGA Tour Canada status, and I have roughly around the first 8 events. So that will be where I'll spend probably the first part of my summer playing golf up there and trying to earn a web.com card. and then hopefully get some PGA Tour exemptions and take those when I get them and see what happens in those.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it's I think Aaron Wise had a great year last year up on Canadian Tour, and you know, it's a good. I think JJ Spahn's another one that pops to the top of names in terms of people that have just come right out of that and worked their way up. You know, I imagine Jon Rahm's instant success, and you know, seeing these guys get out there through the sponsors' exemptions has got to make it attractive to look at going to do those PGA Tour thing starts, right?
Oh yeah, I mean, it's definitely. I mean, what he did is incredible, and you know, only a handful of guys have done that. But at the same time, it is possible, and you know, if you get hot at the right time, and you know, you never know what happened. You just need to realistically you play one tournament really, really well. You can earn your card. So that's definitely, you know, part of the reason why I would take those exemptions is it'd be nice to expedite the process and earn my card very quickly. But at the same time, I know that's very hard. And, you know, I'll use those as great learning experiences. And, you know, so when I am out there, I know exactly what to expect. And but also it's good. I really think I believe in myself and think I can go out there and do really well right away. So, and I'm just really looking forward to playing in my first PGA event and playing as a professional. It's going to be a dream come true.
Yeah. Yeah. So what's like, what would you say is the thing that your aspect of pro golf you're most excited about?
You know, it's funny. I think just playing in front of a lot of people. I've always enjoyed a big stage and playing in front of, you know, hundreds of thousands of people. And in golf, I've only played in front of hundreds, maybe a thousand, you know, a couple times. But in other sports that I played, you know, I always loved when it was a packed gym and either we were home or away and you just had that atmosphere. It really brings me, it just really gets my competitive juices flowing. So I think that's what I'm most excited about.
Yeah, that's I imagine a rush. So, you know, what aspect of your game would you say is your strongest? And then what aspect do you think you need to work on the most to, you know, compete with the best on tour?
You know, I'd say as far as my strength, I hit it very far, and that's a huge strength. And, you know, as a lot of guys on tour that are winning week to week or winning majors, they hit it far. So, you know, that definitely is a strength. And also, I'm a very good putter. And so I'd say those kind of are my two main strengths. And then a weakness, I think I could wedge it closer more consistently. That would really help. And then also just hit my driver straighter, more consistent. You know, but I like to think I have a lot of strengths and not many weaknesses. But, you know, if I were to really look at it, those two, I think are things that if I were to just get a little bit better every day at those, they would really help me at the next level.
Yeah, I mean, I think everybody always wants to hit it a little straighter and a little closer. I think that's like the ongoing quest of golf.
Yeah, exactly.
So you know, we'll get you out of here. I know you're going to try out and get out and practice some more before this event. You know, as a parting question, so if you could take one aspect of any player, tour, college player's game, or the tour player, what would it be?
I think I would take the consistency in ball striking from someone like Henrik Stenson or Dustin Johnson, because it would make golf so much easier, you know, to not have to worry about your swing and just always be in fairways, hitting a lot of greens. I've never really struggled too much around the greens or on the greens. I've just had some trouble in the past getting to the green. So that would be probably, if I could ever take a magic pill, it would be to hit it really straight.
Yeah, I mean, when you hit it like DJ, you're like your floor is really high, you know, as far yeah. as so. But hey, Wyndham, thanks for coming on, and we wish you the best of luck here this week at Rich Harvest, and we'll be rooting for you.
Awesome. Yeah, thanks for having me on. I appreciate it.
Yep. All right. Thanks.